What is going on, everybody? You are listening to, of course, the boys here at Streaming Underground, and we've got a great show in store for you tonight. A lot of fun things happening here. So glad you're listening and hanging out with us. Let's go over to Scotty and see what he's got.
Woo! Well, I got lots of beauty, lots of beauty marks.
Yeah, beauty marks.
Bed bugs.
Yeah. Bumps on my back. You know.
What?
Typical stuff.
Butt acne.
Third nipple.
Whoa. No, I mean, it's exciting night. We've got, last week we had a guest intro, and tonight we do too. You know, last week, as you all know, it was Charles Barkley. And,
yeah, it was so great to have Charles in the studio.
Charles
too.
Is a good dude. You know,
he is, I mean, a good dude.
He gets a bad rap.
He does.
But
he was in a motorcycle accident, right?
No.
No. Okay. No. He just talks like he was.
No, I mean, he's from the South. He went to Auburn University. So
okay,
but Auburn.
You know, tonight we've got the.
That's clearly for academics, by the way.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Explains it all.
Pay to play. Yeah. So tonight we've got doing the introductions. It's kind of exciting. It's the most beautiful man in the world.
Who?
Scott Trent.
Scott Trent.
Oh, yeah.
Scott Trent, another guest in the studio.
Yeah.
Nice. So glad you're
he
here.
He is I and I is him.
So, hey, sexy.
We got this him.
He is I and I is him. I spoke plain gutter trash English.
Just that, so. Gutter trash.
You rock, Scott Trent.
I rock.
You do. We're a huge fan.
We got the Fellowship of the Four tonight.
Fellowship of the Four. That's right. Fellowship. Four guys in the studio tonight.
Mikey Baggins.
That's right.
Other Mike Gamgee.
Yeah,
that's right.
Gamgee.
That weird elf guy, Lee.
Who is the weird elf guy?
He's got the bow and arrow.
I don't know. It's Orlando Bloom, right?
Right, and all the chicks think he's like sexy and stuff.
He's not.
He's kind of effeminate.
Orlando? He's very effeminate.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, but it works for him.
I guess. But you got Frodo, who's like, let's risk it all for the ring.
Yeah.
And then you got, you know, Captain Spock, who is like, well, let's just, maybe we could mail it. I don't know. Maybe we could send the ring via postal. I don't know. Yeah. I have a dragon.
See what happens.
Yeah, let's just wait this out to the third movie and see what happens.
Yeah, I'm like that more rugged type, like the Gimli.
Yeah.
Of the crew.
Oh yeah, Gimli.
I'm all man.
Right, and 4 foot tall.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Hideous. You know.
Yeah.
But I mean, well, good intentions.
Right.
But, no, it's good to be here tonight, and just excited to be with a healthy, beautiful group of men.
Yeah. Well, who isn't?
Yeah.
Who isn't?
Yeah. It's a dream come true.
It
really
is. It is. Well, yeah, we are very glad that you're hanging out with us. And don't forget, you can always find us on Facebook. Check us out, facebook.com/streamingunderground. A lot of great things happening there. And people are posting stuff up for the contest, which you're going to be hearing more about a little bit later this evening. And so, or this time of the day, whichever, you know, whenever you're listening to the show.
That's what
know.
Time zone, really.
I guess, yeah.
We've got some listeners in, like, Bangkok.
Yeah, we have listeners all across the world. So you could be listening to this at morning, night. I don't know. Whenever you're listening to the show, you're going to find out more details.
It's like Thursday some places,
right,
I
could
think.
Be yeah. Friday evening. I don't
it's
know.
It's like July 2nd somewhere.
Yeah.
Overachievers.
Somewhere in New Zealand.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're going to find out more about the contest that we're running throughout the show. And so we've already had people entering into the contest. So, yeah, check us out. And, of course, you can always go to MyCincyRadio.com. Click on Streaming Underground and get all the information you need.
All of the dirt.
Yeah, and of course, Lee, this is your first official night as our new correspondent in
yes.
the studio, and so we're glad to have you here.
I'm glad to be here.
And Lee, as your first act as correspondent, maybe just you could give us some sports information.
Ooh.
I know tonight you were at an impressive ball game.
Yeah. I was at my daughter's ball game.
You had your daughter's ball
hey,
game.
Hey, it was impressive, though, our pitcher pitched a no-hitter tonight.
Really? Okay, yes, and tell me about your pitcher. Describe this individual.
Well, she's our best pitcher. No, we won 9-0 tonight.
9-0, okay.
Yeah,
how old are girls are we talking about?
U9, 9 years old.
9 years old. All right.
Isn't that a movie?
Wait.
U9?
U9?
But like a German submarine or something?
No, that's U571.
Oh, okay.
That's yeah. John Bon Jovi.
It's completely different, but the same.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly the same difference.
That's a great movie, by the way.
U571?
Yeah, with Bon Jovi. Bon Jovi? That was like his first acting role.
John Bon Jovi?
Yeah.
Was it like in the title, like in the scrolling credits at the end, was it Bon Jovi or John Jovi?
I believe Jovi? I believe it was listed as John Bon Jovi.
Cool.
Wow.
That can't be his real name.
That's not actually it's not his real name, no.
It's like John Bershkowitz or that's, something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cleophas Washington.
Yeah, Cleophas Washington. That's what it says on his driver's license.
Yeah, Cleophas.
Nevada.
Yeah. So it was a good game. Yeah. The girls won.
Yep.
Okay. Now is it an all girls team? Is it like softball or?
Yeah, all girls.
Okay. All right. And then are you just like a proud parent out there supporting? Are you coaching?
I coach. I coach a lot more in the years past, but this year I'm unable to be there as much.
Daddy
so.
Don't care no more.
Yeah. Yeah. Daddy's picked up a new pastime.
Yeah.
It's called drinking. Yeah. can't make it.
That's I usually drink before I go to the game.
Right. Yeah. To make it through.
You can do it, Maddie.
Daddy loves you.
Yeah.
Ron!
This
Ron!
This ump sucks. Yeah. Sir, get out of Walmart now. I'm not telling you again.
Yeah. Just looking at sporting goods. Shut up.
Yeah. No, Lee, we're really glad to have you here in the studio as our correspondent, and I know you're going to bring a lot to the table. And, of course, we got Mikey O.
What's up?
What's up, dude?
Nothing.
What have you been up to, man? You working a new job these days?
Working a new job.
Ooh. Yeah.
Trying to learn the new job.
Okay. Mall cop.
Paul Blart.
Paul Blart.
My name's Mike Blart. Mall cop.
Mike Blart.
Yes. I instinctively chase the old people.
Right.
Yeah.
Good deal.
They're all crooks.
You should, man. Yeah. They're shady.
Yeah, shady. They just walk around with their bags.
What's that in your bag, old lady?
Yeah. Oxygen tank. Back off.
What's that hose for?
They don't even shop, right? They just walk. They and just like walk it's around. It's not the YMCA.
The mall walkers tick me off.
I want to push them down.
You do. Yeah. Mall walkers are the most inconsiderate people in the world because they look at you like you're the problem.
Like you're in their way.
You ever notice this?
Move so I can get
Eastgate
my cart
Mall
through.
Is the worst of all offenders, and here's why. Because Eastgate Mall has no stores in it, right?
Yeah.
So basically, you have an indoor walking facility where old
six.
People gather early in the morning, 8 a.m.
Eastgate
That's
Mall?
All you smell?
Yeah. It's unbelievable. I mean, the whole mall is just...
Yeah, Eastgate Mall is
no
like...
stores. What are you talking about?
Eastgate Mall is basically a ghost town unless you're down by... The food court.
Dillard's.
If you're unfamiliar where this is, Eastgate Mall is located in the outer skirts of Batavia, Ohio, which...
Eastgate.
It's known as Eastgate for us Eastsiders, but it's approximately 35 minutes from downtown Cincinnati on the...
Where nobody cares.
If you head northeast, but
it's about 275.
Yeah,
32.
Well, this mall has struggled for a long time to maintain stores. And if you walk into this mall, you got the food court, which is you know, tumbleweeds and Japanese restaurants everywhere.
Hey, there's Chick-fil-A.
No, Chick-fil-A's gone.
Dude. Closed.
Chick-fil-A's gone.
That closed. Shows you how long
carousel
since I've
gone
been there.
Too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The carousel is gone.
If
now,
they took out the Chick-fil-A and the carousel, I'm never going back.
Yeah, there's no
it's
reason
ridiculous.
To go there.
Stupid Eastgate Mall.
Jump zone or whatever.
All there is for you to basically mall walk. And so this place is inundated at 8 o'clock in the morning with
old
you
people.
Know, with
do
old
you remember
sea
the
of
old Beachmont Mall? The old
Beachmont Mall. Before it became Anderson Commons.
That was a real
yeah. That place was rough.
Yeah, it was like, I think the last store that was in there was like Circle. No, it wasn't Circle K. Golden K.
Golden Circle.
There we
Golden
go.
Circle. Yeah.
Golden
yeah.
Circle.
Yeah.
Golden Circle K.
We got there eventually.
Yeah.
That place was a ghost
Van
town.
Lunen's.
As well.
Van Lunen's.
Oh, you remember Van Lunen's?
All About Sports.
I remember Van Lunen's, dude.
Amelia, baby.
Van Lunen's. How about this? Woolworth?
Yes.
Woolworth, yeah.
Do you still remember Woolworth?
Yes.
Kids these days, they don't understand Woolworth.
What's Woolworth?
Hey, but I used to shop at Woolworth downtown. Woolworth was kind of probably more. Did you have Woolworth out there in California?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't ever come back to the Woolworth.
Yeah. Woolworth was
the upscale.
That place was legit, man.
Like a Walgreens kind of situation.
Yeah.
They closed there too, right?
Yeah. Walgreens slash Kmart type of thing going on.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Van Lunen's kind of bought them out. Van Lunen's rocked the place for a while.
Go get them, Van Lunen's.
And then here comes Kmart. Kmart ran the show, right?
And Kmart now, King.
Kmart King. And
they're
now,
gone, too.
Kmart's like a super ghetto place to shop.
Oh, they're gone.
How dare
There's
you?
There's none around
no,
here.
No, Kmart. When's the last time you've even been in a Kmart?
Blue
the
one,
special.
The
on purpose.
In Beachmont still.
It's yeah, there's,
still
like, yeah, there's a handful
where?
Of them. There's one. Yeah, Beachmont by Fridays
right.
and stuff.
Yeah. It's the last part of the old mall.
Yeah.
Hillsboro.
So, yeah, there's one in Hillsboro. There's one in Florence.
In the borough.
So when's the last time you've ever on purpose went to a Kmart?
2 years. 3 years ago.
For what?
Because I didn't want to go to Walmart, and I was in Hillsboro because I had an office there. And
I was just there last week to buy some tube socks.
Lost a bit. I think it was like I ran to get some Valentine candy or something.
Right.
Forgot.
Yeah, whoops.
You know what I want to do to the mall walkers?
What?
Like Kevin McAllister style Home Alone booby traps.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That
like
be
swinging
awesome.
Paint cans and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should take our show on the road. And we'll do a video.
We should harass the mall walkers.
Yeah.
Boobie, you've been boobies. I had a great idea premise for a mall. It'd be great if you could get a group of friends together, really to pull this off on it. Like I say, a Friday night, maybe pick the most popular mall in town. Of course, in the Cincinnati area, the most popular mall shopping experience we have is the Kenwood Town Center. And so, to pull this off, basically what you'd have to do is get about four or five guy friends, right? Go rent them all tuxes for the night or suits, right? Earpieces and sunglasses. Rent a limousine around for the night
and walk around.
Wow. Right? Or perhaps like a town car.
Just okay. A black car.
And
just
roll up, have someone get out, open the door for you. Right?
That's
and
awesome.
Then have a group of other friends who are like following you and like from a distance, though, and yeah, have people follow you around the entire mall. Yeah, people that you're on earpieces, kind of like a, you know,
we're on the West Wing right now.
Goose is on the move, you know, that sort of thing. And then basically,
look out for the guy in the plaid shorts.
Right. Basically fake some sort of like, you know, superstar power type of situation.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
That would be great, wouldn't it? I think people would totally fall for that.
Oh, especially in that area.
In Kenwood. My gosh, yeah.
I think that's like Papa Roach.
Papa Roach. Who is the guy? Uncle Cracker. That's it. It's Uncle Cracker. I was thinking about Papa Roach, Uncle Cracker, and the guy from Sugar Ray. What was his name? He used to host.
He's a ladies'
Mark,
man.
Mark McGrath.
Mark McGrath.
Yeah, those three guys I think are exactly one and the same. I'm not 100%.
Same dude. When he's fat, he's Uncle Cracker.
Right.
When he's skinny, he's Mark McGrath.
Right. And when he's tweaked out, he's Papa Roach.
Right. Right.
Right. Yeah. What was Papa Roach's big song? Mike, you probably know this one. Kicking over to our music guy, resident music guy.
You would have to ask.
It was
right now.
It's about killing herself.
It was pretty foul, wasn't it? No. It was
it's about like cutting your wrist.
Yeah.
Let's look this up. What was the big Papa Roach song back in the day?
I know. It's in my head. Come on, Mike. Step it up.
Come on, dude. You know this.
Step your game.
What
up.
Was it, man? Do you remember? It was
I know the song. I just can't think of it. I don't
think I just might in my life tonight, blah blah blah.
I like when you go to Google and you type in Papa, the first thing comes up is John's. Like, now I want a pizza all of a sudden. Yeah. Like,
that's a boner.
Hey, Lee, go get us
cut
a pizza.
My life into pieces.
Yes,
this is my last resort.
Yeah, that's what
suffocation.
It was.
Yeah, it's like, no breathing.
Hey, kids, cut yourself. It's great.
Yeah,
Papa, it's a cool Roach.
But no, I was thinking that'd be a cool mall thing to do, like show up to a busy mall Friday night, like 8 o'clock.
Did they even do that? That's not them, is it?
Yeah,
Papa
it
Roach,
them.
That was them, yeah, dude. Them. Yeah, that was like the big Papa Roach song ever of all time. Yeah, that was the only one we've got.
They had another one on the same CD.
They came out recently with something.
I don't know.
Decent, a little bit more positive.
Papa Roach is
positive.
Horrible.
Papa.
Positive. Horrible. Now that you didn't kill yourself, we got a good message for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we got, listen up, listen up, kids.
On our second CD.
We're kidding about that suicide.
It's Papa Roach positivity.
I tell you, tonight, as we kind of begin our first segment, something I want to talk about is, have you guys seen this in the news at all, which is talking about...
that like, song is called Last Resort.
Yeah. Thanks,
Captain 1985.
Britannica. Nah. Yeah. Way to jump in there.
Sorry.
You got any Flobies you want to sell us?
Yeah. Flobies.
Flobies were sweet, dude. You remember, okay.
You
around, in the studio,
hair, though.
Has anyone ever had their hair cut by a Flobie?
Okay. No.
Mine was always too
picture
short.
Picture this, okay? You cut the top of your hair long, but you want the sides short, right?
Right.
Well, what happens if when you're doing the short part, you accidentally go to the top?
Okay, with a Flobie, the science was creating the perfect bowl cut. There was really no concern about a fade or any sort
saying
of even
layers.
Cut. Right.
Yeah, layers.
That's
what banana clips are for, Mike.
Yeah, banana clips, Vidal Sassoon. When I was a kid, my parents owned a Flobie.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like the suck cut. That's, remember that from Wayne's World?
That was, yeah, the suck cut.
It certainly does suck.
Yeah, it was bad.
That's what happened.
Anyway, tonight what I want to talk about was, you know, who has a smartphone in the studio tonight? I have
everybody.
An iPhone. I have an iPhone. Lee does not.
I
mine's
have an
dumb.
IPhone.
Yeah, Lee has a dumb
K-Man.
Phone.
Lee's got
okay,
a
we've
dumb
got,
phone.
Okay, we've got two iPhones in the studio. We've got, what
droid.
Do we have?
A droid.
The original droid.
Yeah.
Right? Droid 1.0.
Step your game up.
Okay, and Lee, what do you got, dude? Let's
it's old school.
Get it out of your pocket.
Come on, Lee.
What do you got over here? This is a. Did you hear the flip up? Did it get here? Listen.
Hey. Ready?
He had the flip up, which is a Verizon. Looks like the construction worker phone.
It's GZ1, baby.
The GZ1.
Isn't that a G Zone?
No.
GZ1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's pre-Jeezy Zone or G Zone.
No,
Jeezy Zone.
Z one is zone.
Okay. It's well, apparently, so it's one of the apparently with it's smartphones,
Slater wants his phone back.
Yeah, bad news. Apparently with smartphones,
I bought this off of Matlock.
yeah, he was selling it on eBay. smartphones, you can get cancer.
I heard this.
Yeah.
Did you hear about this?
I've heard that for years, though.
My phone. No, but I mean, it's been like off and on kind
is
of thing.
Is this for real this time?
Yeah, I think it's for real this time.
Big, perfect.
Big my phone's not so dumb now, is it?
Push it.
Yeah, I think. Yeah. See, back in the day, it used to be the old Motorola's. Remember with the pull up antenna, the huge battery pack, and the flip out mouthpiece over the phone pad, the keypad.
But you want to know
the Cuban drug dealers had?
Right.
Miami Vice.
I have one of those at home.
You still have one?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you shut up.
Seriously.
You still have one?
Yeah.
That's gotta go up on the website.
Yeah.
We gotta get a picture of that.
I got one.
Okay. Mike's gonna take a picture of this phone. It's gonna go up on the website.
Here's what I need. I need you to put on a white blazer.
Yes.
And a red t-shirt.
Yes.
And sunglasses.
Right, right. And spike your hair up. Yeah. And then maybe hang out by like a bank of payphones. Would be great if
you could be Crockett or Tubbs. Either one.
When's the last time you've seen a payphone?
Oh, actually, downtown Cincinnati had one. I just rolled past it the other day.
Is it it's work on, still?
Yes.
Let me stop and use
yeah,
that thing.
There was some shady-looking dude on it, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Drug deal.
I remember
my baby mama.
Payphones used to be like the central hub for all communicable diseases. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
Like I used to freak out using a payphone.
Do you remember when they were there's like the thing going around? Like in the change pocket of the, you know, where you return change.
Needles.
There's
needles.
AIDS needles.
Yeah. AIDS needles. Yeah. AIDS. Hey, man, I'm just trying to get bus fare. Oh,
now I've got AIDS. I would come here for some bus fare. Now I got the AIDS.
Guess I don't need a bus now. Guess I just need to go. Guess I need to go to movie theaters and put my blood in.
I need to go to General Hospital.
Do you remember that? It used to be like movie theaters don't like if you sit down, people would put like AIDS needles. Remember that whole?
Oh yeah,
that was scary. That's scary.
AIDS
business.
Needles everywhere.
Used to be everywhere.
Now movie theaters, you got to worry about bed bugs.
Oh yeah.
And if you don't listen to the show and like it, you get bed bugs.
Yeah, that's right. According to Lee,
that's right.
They get up in your business.
So the smartphones now you can get cancer, which is horribly. That's horribly disappointing to know. You have the iPhone.
Who's the
Did
moron
you know this?
Now?
That's erroneous.
No, it's not. As a matter of fact, I can prove it. I can prove that.
You're a hater.
Prove it. Unless you have the iPhone, you can't. Take a listen to this, and I can prove it. Everybody, just check this out.
If you don't have an iPhone, there's something you should know. The WHO confirmed that talking on cell phones causes cancer.
The who?
Since the iPhone is notorious for dropping calls, that also means it's dropping cancer. If you don't have an iPhone, you don't have access to the App Store. Which would you rather, the App Store or cancer?
Yeah,
Scott.
iPhones. Wow.
Good job, Miss Who.
You can't make phone calls, but you can't get cancer.
Yeah.
That's right, the iPhone. You can't make phone calls, but you can't get cancer. So on the plus side.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thanks, Apple.
That helps you know.
Thanks, Steve.
My wife's been all over me about this because my son, 2 years old, about to turn 3 next month, he can operate my iPhone. He knows how to slide the key lock. He knows how to get into his favorite apps. The kid's brilliant when it comes to using an iPhone. And so now my wife's a little paranoid.
Now he's going to get cancer.
Yeah.
Is that what you think?
Yeah.
Who uses the phone more, you or him?
It's probably split 50-50.
Is that why you're
Yeah, when I get home, he likes to use it.
Has she expressed any concern for you?
None.
All right, okay.
Zero concern
Shocker.
For me.
Yeah. He's got life insurance.
How's he at blackjack?
The kid's good. He likes to double down a lot, which is, you know, yeah. I mean, when it's somebody else's money, right? Yeah. You know, double down.
Yeah. I'm all in.
Yeah, all in. Let's do this. Wrong game, but I'm all in. Yeah.
Let's step on the boat.
So I don't know if you have smartphones out there, but just be aware, you know, research this whole stuff. In a year, it's going to come back and say smartphones are actually good for you. I don't know.
GZ1, the safe alternative to smartphones.
The safe alternative for any cool phone, really.
You're welcome, Samsung.
Chick repellent.
Right.
No cancer.
Yeah, zero cancer.
Make that check payable to Lee Dumford. Here's the question of the day for all you listeners.
Okay.
What would you do if you couldn't use your smartphone for a day?
Use a payphone.
I'd probably commit
course.
Murder, actually.
Well, there you go. I mean, that's gonna
My smartphone has made my life 10 times easier.
That's what I'm saying.
There's no doubt about it.
That's going to let us know how, you know, obsessed we all are.
Oh, well, we're obsessed.
With smartphones.
I get poked by an AIDS needle at a payphone.
Shut up.
Oh my God. I think it was yesterday, the day before, I left my charger at my parents. That's a boring story I won't go into. So my phone died overnight. Classic Droid battery use.
Right.
So I get up the next morning and I try to charge it through the computer, blah, blah, blah. It won't turn on for anything.
Okay.
And I'm like having a fit.
Yeah.
Like I'm angry.
Did you throw it?
I almost did.
It usually works.
Called it, I might have said some
choice words to
choice words to it.
Yeah. Right.
Might have colored it a little bit.
I was
like,
I hate you,
phone.
Do?
Then I'm like, I got to pay $300 for a new one. And I was just upset. I was like, what am I going to do all day? Yeah. You know, so I had that moment.
Yeah, you almost feel paralyzed.
Yeah.
Without having your I don't know.
What am I going to do when I poop?
Yeah, I got no emails to read.
Yeah, I can't look at the
I can't Facebook.
What's wrong with you, Droid phone?
All right, we're going to take our first time out of the night. And when we get back, we have some more conversation in store for you. Thanks so much for hanging out. You are listening to Streaming Underground.
Yay.
Dig it.
All right, Scott, you were talking about this whole frustration with what are you going to do without your smartphone?
Yeah.
And I got to thinking about, you know, what would the world look like for one day, if everybody who had a smartphone, everybody who had, you know, the type of world at their fingertips, if everyone just set it down for a day?
It'd be a lot cooler.
You think it would be?
Yeah.
I disagree.
I don't have one.
I disagree completely. So that's the problem with the...
would actually have to talk to each other.
Yeah. It'd be weird.
There'd be no tumors.
Communication.
Yeah, there'd be riots in the streets.
I don't know. I love my smartphone.
I don't have a smartphone, so they're dumb.
Yeah.
Actually, probably for that day, you know, car wrecks and stuff would probably drop.
You think that's
true.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. You idiots on your smartphone.
That whole texting while you're driving thing is ridiculous anyway.
You never do it.
I do it all the time.
Okay. Yeah. See?
I have no problem.
Well, it's ridiculous to do it or ridiculous to have a problem with
it? It's ridiculous to have a problem with it.
Can I just say I'm a hypocrite? Because like if I drive somebody texting, I'm like, ah, you stupid. You know, yeah. I'm mad. But I'm like, I get on my Facebook and go, I just saw somebody texting and driving. What an idiot.
Everybody's a hypocrite when it comes to that. Yeah. I think it comes down to you've got horrible drivers coupled with texting,
yes.
Equals disastrous situation.
And by horrible drivers, you mean women.
Yeah, and Asians. So I think he put just kidding.
Wow.
Just kidding. Typical stereotype. But Scott's right.
Like
Scott's right. Women. So I think, and let me say that pretty much all the people I ever see texting and driving are women.
Well, yeah.
Typically
and makeup.
Either that or right. Doing their makeup.
Right.
Don't let it just make
actually,
it
or just driving poorly.
It's taking mostly a nap. Younger women. You
nah.
You don't see women like 40 out
women,
doing it.
Women
no,
in general.
No, never women in 40.
Maybe like, you just don't pay attention to 40-year-old women.
Right.
They could be tuned in, totally alert,
cougar.
And still be horrible.
Yeah, cougar.
They need love, too.
Listen, you ready for an AO? You ready?
Yeah.
Get your AOs ready.
Okay, AO.
Why was Helen Keller such a bad driver?
Ew.
Why?
No, not yet.
Well, come on, jerk.
Come on, Lee.
Why are you trying to ruin everything?
God.
All right, let's try it again.
Okay,
let's try it again.
Okay. Why is Helen Keller such a bad driver?
I don't know.
Why? Scott?
Because she's a woman.
if
you don't, nice. If that's not funny, Google Helen Keller and it will be.
Right, right. Because she has severe disabilities. So right.
That's always hilarious.
Always.
always starts a party.
Always. All right, Scott, what do you got in store for us tonight, bro? What's going on over there at the news desk, man?
I'm watching The Voice last night with
the
wife.
I love The Voice.
You do?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Christina Aguilera.
Oh,
okay, well, let's talk about Christina.
Let's talk about her.
Let's first talk about CeeLo.
CeeLo. Okay. What's up with the mustache? Did you see the mustache he had last night? That what's that director's name? The creepy director with the real paper thin mustache, you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Jonathan Walters. John Waters?
John Waters.
That's who it is.
Yeah.
CeeLo had the John Waters mustache going on.
Well, he's also got this situation where he can't scratch his head.
You know I've noticed that he's because his arms are.
He's got like, and there's nothing wrong with this.
Nothing.
But like, I just noticed it as I'm watching him, and those like, and it accentuates his short arms by that large, Death Star chair he's in,
right?
Like the Emperor's chair.
Yeah.
And he's like sitting there, and I like watch him scratch his face. He couldn't get above his eyes.
No, he can't.
He's like reaching for his head. I'm like, poor. He's
got T-Rex syndrome.
Yeah, he's like,
Blake Shelton, come on, help a brother out, you know?
Blake Shelton is a massive human being.
He's a big dude.
Did you see him when he did like the sing with everybody
like
on his
Willy
team?
He's like Willy Wonka and the Woompas.
It's bad, dude. He's like, what, 6'7"?
I don't know, at least.
He's 5'6".
At least. He's 5'6".
So CeeLo's, he's like a little people. Like, I don't even want to get into what
is CeeLo technically a midget, though?
I don't think they like that. I don't think they
like a midget. Shut up, dude. What do you speak on behalf of all midgets now?
They prefer Oompa Loompa.
Dude, you're like 6'1". Like,
hey, Cole Scott.
I'm just saying, I'm sensitive to other people's situations.
Cole Scott and see what he prefers.
Yeah. Oh, Scott Lang?
Nomeo.
Shut up, Nomeo. Yeah.
Listen. I think the preferred term these days is dwarfism or dwarf
Oompa Loompa.
Or Roloff. I just call everybody Roloff. You know what I'm saying?
Like how do you spell CeeLo's name anyway?
CeeLo.
CeeLo.
There's probably a hyphen in there. So, anyways.
Let's see if he's a midget.
Let's see.
Is CeeeLo Green a midget?
Did you type that, or is that like a registered?
He's like 6'3 and a half.
I just typed.
He's 6'3? He's 6'3. I'm 7'2.
Yeah.
He's 6'3. His arms are 11 and a half inches.
I just typed CeeLo Green. I just typed CeeLo midget, and the first Google response was, is CeeLo Green a midget?
People were concerned.
He doesn't look that short, but his arms are stubby looking. Yeah, apparently, that's the consensus.
He's got a situation.
I don't know if he's a midget or not. I mean, he's probably.
He's probably just vertically challenged.
Should we Wikipedia the guy? Would that give us?
I think he should wear white sleeves. I see white long sleeves. That'll make his arms look bigger.
I see him driving around town with the girl I love.
Yeah.
And he's sitting on a phone book.
I see him driving around town.
Booster seat.
I'm sitting on a phone book.
He was born in 1974, though, right?
Yeah. Okay.
CeeLo Green. So he's not that old, but he's a middle-aged midget.
He just hadn't hit puberty yet.
Right.
His arms haven't.
But I love the voice, though. It's a good show. I like Adam Levine. I think he's good.
No, that guy's straight up. He's a good dude.
Yeah.
Okay. What? Okay. You brought up Christina.
Yes.
Christina Levine.
I'm gonna lose a lot of fans with this.
Aguilera.
I think she's busted.
Who?
I think she's flat busted these days.
All right, Christina. We're gonna go and take a break. Scott, I need to see you outside for just a moment. You are listening to
Busted.
Listen, one of our dear friends.
She's broken.
Nomeo's wife.
Nomeo's wife.
Also known as Misty.
Misty Lang. She pointed out. Huge fan.
Which is my favorite thing is when I have a show DVR'd. I love it when people Facebook the ending or something that's gonna happen on the show before I get a chance to watch it. Right. Ruins everything.
Yeah,
so
thank you.
Way to go, Misty.
Thanks, Misty Lang. But beyond that, she's like, oh my God, you see her armpit. Let's get past the fact that it's weird that she's checking on her armpits, but she was talking about how white they are, and so we're investigating her situation.
Yeah.
And so
maybe she forgot to spray on tan her
armpit. That's a thing. If you're like a gazillionaire and you've got one of the best voices God's ever given a human being, do you spray tan? Who spray tans? Is she Snooki?
I don't know. Snooki's a rare exception first off, she is... Snooki's a lot of things I can't say.
Gorgeous. Yes. That's what you want to say.
No. If by gorgeous, looks like someone set her face on fire and then put it out with an ice pick.
Yes.
That's exactly what I think about Snooki. However,
poor Snooks.
Snookers.
Isn't that Seal, too? He looks like this.
Now, Seal actually, someone did.
The line.
Seal did. His face was set on fire, actually.
Like, like he got attacked by a werewolf.
Poor
you're
Seal.
Ugly, Seal.
I like Seal.
How did that happen?
It worked out really good.
How did that
he
happen?
Landed Heidi Klum.
How did that happen?
Because Seal's got an amazing voice.
He is the ugliest man on earth.
Well, first off, not the ugliest
he's
man.
He's the ugliest
he's
man on earth.
He's got a good personality.
I would disagree with you. I think there's far uglier men than Seal.
Who?
Well, okay, for starters, let's say David Spade.
No.
Yeah, David Spade's pretty busted.
Oh, he's weaselly,
he's no
he's
Seal.
Not,
he's no not Seal ugly.
I don't know.
Okay, well, Clint Howard. Though.
Clint Howard.
Clint Howard.
Let's
don't know who that is?
I don't know who Clint Howard is.
Just you wait. Just you wait. It's Ronnie. It's Opie Ronnie Howard's brother.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. What? This dude was cute when he was 6 months and three, and then he got straight ugly from four on.
Yeah, it looked like Seal tapped him with a
Looks like his parents committed some sort of horrible sin. God's punishment poured out through the generations.
Look at him.
Look at this guy, dude.
Look at his lack of hair.
Here, look at this guy.
He's a mess. Poor Clint.
What happened?
I don't know.
So my brother's rich, and my brother's Opie.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Now Clint was also in. He was in Waterboy, right? He played one of the fans.
Yeah. He was in Waterboy.
He's in a lot of those movies.
He was in Austin.
The Happy Madison Productions.
Rough. I don't know.
So you don't think Christina's seen better days? She has a lazy eye or something going on now.
Did you see that? This is the problem. I have caught myself. Sort of looking at maybe she has a lazy eye.
You don't want to admit it. I get it.
I don't want to admit that.
Yeah.
At all.
But there's something going on. She's like, even singing, I'm like, who is this? Who is this? And where did Christina go?
She seems like she's gotten crazy post divorce or maybe post baby. What do you think? Because she has a child.
I think those two combined with putting on 50 lbs.
I don't
mess with you.
I mean, she looks good, right?
How dare you? How dare you?
I weigh three bills, so
what
am I going to say?
You're not exactly Brad Pitt over
here. But I'm not on TV being like trying to be a sex symbol.
I'm so sexy.
I mean, it happens that way. I don't try, but
I forgot to spray tan my armpits.
Here's my problem with Christina is she's a good singer. She's an attractive. She's very rich, and I'm not. But just like when she speaks, she's always trying to get the one up on the other judges. Have you noticed that?
Oh, yeah.
Like Adam will say something, and she'll say something like, "Oh, Adam totally defecated his pants." something horrible. And Adam's like,
stuff,
"What are you talking about?"
He looks at her like, you know, she's that girl at the party that's trying to show off.
Right. You're insane.
Yeah.
You shut up.
So I got thinking about The Voice. I'm thinking about Christina. But then I got thinking this whole reality business.
Yeah. I like reality shows.
Like, what's the first reality show you remember?
Cops.
Yes.
There it is.
Cops. Cops is the original reality show.
Put her on Cops.
Yeah. And then it was Cops, and then it was America's Most Wanted. Do you remember that? John Walsh?
I do remember that.
John Walsh is the man. I would punch anybody in the mouth who said John Walsh was anything less. It's on.
Ow!
That's right. John Walsh is the man.
Okay, what about Candid Camera, though?
Candid Camera was okay. But America's Funniest Home Videos replaced Candid Camera in a big way.
Okay, hold on. Does anybody remember the first reality show like that called Real People?
I don't know if I remember
Real
that.
People.
Let's Google this.
It's kind of
like... Is it
like
real, like R-E-E-L or R-E-L?
I think it's R-E-E-L, but it's basically like the world's first AFV. It was with is it Sarah Purcell and Fran Tartar?
I'm getting the movie Real People 1984.
You're making all that up over there.
Yeah,
Real People the comedy show. Or
comedy show. Let's see what Google has to say about.
Forget it. I was high.
I was loaded.
Okay, here we go. Real People had the format of a comedy talk show taped in front of a large studio audience. Was that what you're talking about?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, let's see what Wikipedia's got to say. Wikipedia, of course, we know is the most reliable
one of
online
the hosts
news
was
source.
Sarah Purcell, I think.
1970s talk show? Is that what you're talking about?
There, I see Sarah Purcell. I see it.
Where?
Yeah.
Here.
Regular host
included. Look at you. Regular host includes John Barber.
Skip Stevenson.
And then they had an ex.
Bill Rafferty. And then, hey, y'all, this is Skip Stevenson.
They had an ex-football star on there called Fran Tarkenton. Yeah.
You're watching Real People. We'll be back in a flash.
Yeah. Sarah Purcell. Yeah. Is the ugliest woman on the planet.
No.
She's not ugly.
No.
Yeah.
She's 62. What do you
say? Yeah, well, not bad for a mamaw, I guess.
What's up, mamaw?
Yeah.
So I was Googling.
You were Googling. You were watching The Voice, and then you were Googling.
Then I was like, what's some reality shows maybe that maybe have kind of we forgot about?
Okay.
Maybe didn't really reach their potential.
Okay, well, what's going on?
Okay, how about this one? The Littlest Groom. Anybody remember this?
Littlest Groom.
It's like a bachelor, okay?
Okay, but for
the groomed to be is 4'5".
Oh,
that's cute.
And the batch and like in the chick mix. Okay,
he's a dwarf.
We got half little people,
6'8",
CeeLo Green,
and we got half big girls. Okay, not like you know like big girls,
like
you know?
Thick,
like regular people, like normal people.
Oh, like tall girls.
Like yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I call them tall. You call them big.
Well, little and big. I mean, I didn't want to say normal because that's offensive.
That's not offensive.
To midgets, dwarfs, and little people.
I would say typical.
Average.
Average.
Your average height woman.
Your average height.
And a little less than average by 12 inches or so. And they had to compete, and it's all like, does a little guy, does he like choose a little lady like himself?
I love you, little guy.
Okay, so this guy's got to choose between midget women or normal women.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh, yeah. What a predicament.
And who would have known it was offensive to midgets everywhere?
What?
Wow. There's an uprising.
Are you kidding me?
They had to pull the plug.
That is straight garbage. Oh my gosh. Oh, I am actually upset right now. And let me tell you why, because never, ever, ever do midgets get the chance to marry non-midgets.
Right.
Never.
Stole his dream.
Yeah. And what a great opportunity for a midget to... Okay,
hold on.
What?
Hop in my smart car, girl. We're going for a ride.
Logistics of that.
Hold on. Whoa. It's a family show. We're not even getting into the logistics.
Get out of here.
Right.
Get out of here.
You know...
Pythagoras.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Here's another one. You ready?
Pythagoras.
I did.
Okay. What did you say? With
Pythagoras. He's doing algebra.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sketches and schematics. Boom. High five.
Nice.
So here's one more. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? Who's this show.
It's not what you think.
No.
It's adopt a woman who was adopted as a child.
Right.
There's a panel of dudes up there, and she has to pick which one's her real dad. And she's like 30 at this point.
Like a police, it ain't me.
It's like a police lineup. Yeah.
Okay, and here's
it
the
ain't
deal.
Me, girl.
If she correctly chooses her real dad,
right,
she gets $100,000.
Hey!
Dang.
That's okay? A steal.
That's nice.
Okay.
However,
hold on. Whoa. We can't say real dad. Biological dad.
Biological dad.
There we go.
Sorry, always offended somebody.
Okay. It's all right.
What's the criteria, though?
Well, the criteria
she can't know him or what? I mean,
yeah. You're like...
It's just based on looks.
You go to this show, I guess, and say,
"That's my daddy.
I got his eyes.
That's my daddy.
Yeah. He's got my teeth.
That's the man, number two.
So if you're, if you,
step
but if,
forward, turn to the left.
That's
you're
my
the,
dad.
If you're the dad, right, and
right.
She doesn't guess you,
right.
Then you get the $100,000. Oh, so like, sweet. You got an incentive not to be found out.
Wow.
That your daddy be gone.
Number two, can you take off your fake beard and glasses, please?
Oh, my God.
I knew my cover get blown.
All right. I'm loving this segment, Scott. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to hear about some more reality shows that we've forgotten about in the past. So hang in there. You're listening to Streaming Underground.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, boys and girls, listen up. We're giving away a free T-shirt. That's right, Streaming Underground and Five Finger Tees have partnered up in honor of X-Men First Class to give away a free T-shirt to a lucky fan. All you have to do is go to our Facebook page, upload a picture with you and your favorite superhero, and you can win. It doesn't matter how you do it and what superhero you pick. Just go to our Facebook page, upload the photo, and you could win a free T-shirt from Five Finger Tees. Now, isn't that simple?
So during break, Lee told me about his favorite show.
Oh, what's that?
That never really made it.
What?
Yes.
Amish in the City.
Amish in the City.
Yes.
In Studio High
Five. Did you watch
that? That was the best show on television for a whole season. That came out like 7 years ago.
The best part is those Amish kids.
It was like 7 years.
They'd get out in the city, and
seriously?
I mean, they just go wild.
Because it's Ramadan. Remember, all Amish teenagers, when they turn 16 years old, they get the opportunity to experience Ramadan, which means
run amok.
Right. They get to run amok for a whole year, and at the end of that year, they have to make a decision.
Right.
You either choose the world, or you choose us Amish people.
It's no contest. You're not coming back.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If you choose the world, what happens? Anybody know? Shunned.
You're shunned.
You're shunned from the entire from your family, your
straight.
Mom, dad, yeah. Brother, sister.
They will not help you out at all.
So you can give up. Well, no, you get the world and TV, MTV, Cheese Bits, all this kind of
there
stuff.
There goes your mama.
Cheese Bits.
But you have to give up like
I think it's
your mama
bites.
And your
candles.
Daddy.
And
you have to give up candles, milking,
smelling like a onion all day every day.
Right, right.
You have, you have to give up the Amish paradise.
Spending most of our lives.
Love that song.
Living in the Amish butter once or twice. There, living in an Amish paradise.
Nice. Yeah, basically you have to give all that up in exchange for supermodels. Television, smartphones.
How is there any Amish left?
Hey,
I don't.
It's
understand.
Hard. Who chooses that?
It's hard work and sacrifice living in the Amish paradise.
Oh my gosh!
6 o'clock bedtime.
Okay, hey, you need to look up that that video.
Well, oh, Amish paradise.
Yeah.
Okay, this show came out. It ran July 28th, 2004 through September 22nd, 2004. So I was spot on when I said seven years ago.
You're an Amish expert.
We loved. Actually, I'm not an Amish expert, but I'm an Amish enthusiast.
Have you ever been to intercourse?
What?
Have you ever been to intercourse?
Okay.
hold on. Sweet.
We're gonna have to
Pennsylvania.
Okay. Whoa. What? Now this is an actual place?
Yes. It's a town. It's an Amish town.
It's called
Intercourse.
Intercourse.
Yes, Pennsylvania.
They didn't know
that's a full-on lie.
No, it's not.
Google it.
I'm uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable Googling these words.
Look it up.
I think
Intercourse, Pennsylvania.
I think we should turn the monitor the other way for a second just in case.
No, Intercourse, Pennsylvania. Yeah, it's actually a place.
It's an
TripAdvisory.com. Intercourse, Pennsylvania and Bed and Breakfast.
It's an Amish town.
Amish Country Inns.
Wow.
No joke. Nice.
Come on.
What a horrible place.
Step your game up, Amish people.
Where are you from?
Well, I can't say.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Intercourse.
Oh, get out of here. Amish in the City was a good show, but basically at the end of the show, there was like 10 Amish kids. 9 of them chose to go back home.
Because
here's the thing, though. You lose your mom, your dad, your grandma, your grandpa, brother, and sister.
And the 10th one went straight to prison because he just went wild.
Yeah, pretty much.
The one dude, he had it bad. He was like in a car wreck, and he had no money, no...
Yeah, you lose your entire family, dude.
That's a good show.
It was a great show.
A great show.
What other shows have we forgotten about?
The other one that I thought was short-lived...
Like
was Temptation Island.
Temptation Island was awesome.
That was skanky.
That was awesome.
That place just needed to, like, every commercial break just to give you, like, some sort of penicillin swab. That place was gross.
See, basically, you show up with your significant other, right? And then...
you go over there, we stay here.
You go to, like, Eden East or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, they throw in some skanky actors, maybe not so much actors, and the whole deal is, like, they try to get people to cheat on their guys and gals.
Yeah, it was gross.
Yeah, I was.
That was a horrible situation to
my
put
wife's
your spouse
like, that
in.
That looks like a nice place. We should
go
there.
It's awesome.
No, she didn't. She didn't. I love you. You're beautiful.
Would you like to test your marriage? Come to Temptation Island.
Yeah, exactly.
Temptation Island. Tonight.
Test your relationship. Island. We're filthy, crawling with
Joe meets
skanks.
Cindy.
Yeah, don't ever go to Temptation Island. That's a horrible place to be.
Don't ever go to Intercourse, Pennsylvania.
But that show didn't last long. That was a Fox show, and it didn't last
something.
Very long either.
Remember when Fox kind of sucked, and I was like, you know, Fox, who watches Fox? And then all of a sudden, it's like American Idol. And
American Idol saved Fox.
What's American Idol?
Shut up.
Get out of here.
What's wrong with you? Yeah. What are some other shows that we forgot about?
Tag. Well, you know, like I think Big Brother, you know, that was one of the first that really, I thought it was kind of weak.
I thought Big Brother was a good show. I liked it. Sarah, my wife and I, we watch it every summer.
Yeah, it sucked.
Is it still on?
It's every summer.
It can't be on.
It's on every summer.
Big Brother 43.
I saw something about Survivor the other day. I'm like, is Survivor on?
Yeah, oh yeah. It's Survivor 85 or something.
No one ever talks about it.
No, it's lost its steam. It's been on for 10 plus years.
Here's the thing, because it's the exact same crap with different people.
Yeah.
But. The outcome's always the same.
Yeah.
What about The Real World?
That sucks.
The Real World's awful now.
I watched an episode.
I watch it all.
The other
day. Okay, let's kick it back old school.
Yeah.
Remember, this show ran for just a few seasons. Still my favorite to this day, if you can ever find it. It was Real World versus Road Rules.
Oh, that's still on.
That's still on.
That's on every year.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, though, Road Rules is no longer on. So these guys are like 40 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
No, they just pick people like
random.
Yeah.
Right. Road Rules was the greatest reality show
of
all time.
Show.
It was
and I will
good.
Fight anybody
Why
who disagrees.
Fight?
Why
you
come
back
fight
to my
that's
it. I'm in a rough place tonight.
Road Rules.
Okay.
Sucks.
First off, respect my position.
Respect my authority.
Lee.
Yes.
You were close to being let go.
You're about to get slapped.
Sucks. Yeah, you're about
to get
straight
your kisser.
Slapped.
Good thing you washed my car today.
This is good, though. Do you have, we have time for just a few more. What else you got? Do you got anything else on the list?
Well, I was going to say that I watched like a Real World episode the other day.
Yeah.
The cast gets younger and younger as the days go by.
I like them.
And it's like the kids the kids are going crazy. Like yes. This dude on there, he's like I only watched like 15 minutes.
Was this Las Vegas?
Yes.
Yes, I saw this the other day too.
And the kid was like punching holes in the wall.
Yeah, I watched the same exact episode.
He got kicked out. I'm like, what is going on?
He got kicked out. He got kicked off the show.
Welcome to the real world, right?
And that one girl was sobbing over him.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, my boyfriend.
Well, back in the day, like you could like cuss somebody and get kicked off the show. You know?
Yeah, it used to be hardcore.
No tolerance, no tolerance. You remember, I think it was Boston. When that dude slapped that girl in the face.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Oh, David. Wow. Yeah, David. She was getting in the cab.
Was it Irene?
It was Irene. Yeah, she was getting in the cab. He like reached in. Yeah.
And he's
yeah.
like, pow.
He straight smacked her in the mouth, dude. Yeah. It was like,
that's what you get, Irene.
In the ocean. Yeah. It's like, is this your teddy bear?
Yeah, that guy was out of control.
That's how I roll.
I straight throw your teddy bear in the ocean.
I'm David.
Now, there used to be a guy on Road Rules. Road Rules. His name was, I think, Ryan. He was the only Christian guy ever to make it on the show.
Was he the guy with the hat? Cowboy
no,
hat?
The guy was great, kind of gray-haired. Remember, he was young.
Gray
he was
hair?
Like, yeah, he was in his 20s, but he had kind of gray hair mixed in.
Rough life.
Super good-looking dude. Super good-looking.
Right. What are you saying right. about gray hair?
You remember that kind of thing.
Right. anyway.
Really dreamy.
What
about The Miz?
Yes, he's on. He's actually
he's
a wrestler.
A wrestler. He's, like
he's
a champ.
Wrestler.
He's
now.
A wrestler.
That guy's,
now.
That guy's official.
Mike from Miami University.
Yeah. Yeah,
from
yeah, 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 yeah. The Miz.
He like wrestled John Cena or something.
Yeah, he did.
I personally think wrestling's for hillbillies, but
yeah. And on that note, that we've officially offended everyone who listens to this show.
We That's lost fun. That 90 of our 91 fans.
Right. We're down to some old guy in Phoenix.
Yeah. We don't like wrestling. We don't like rednecks. We don't.
No, I said wrestling is for
wrestling.
I didn't say anything about wrestling.
Wrestling
is okay.
Y'all watched wrestling last night?
Okay. All right. Get butt naked.
We're
going to
take a quick break, and when we get back, we're going to head over and find out some exciting news about Nintendo. For all you Nintendo fans out there. So hang in there. Of course, you're listening to the most good-looking guys on radio.
Yeah.
Streaming so underground.
Fine. So sexy.
As I walk through the valley where I harvest my grain, I take a look at my wife and realize she's very plain. But that's just perfect for an Amish like me. You know I shun fancy things like electricity. At 4:30 in the morning, I'm milking cows. Jebediah feeds the chickens and Jacob plows. Fool, and I've been milking and plowing so long that even Ezekiel thinks that my mind is gone. I'm a man of the land, I'm into discipline. Got a Bible in my hand and a beard on my chin. But if I finish all of my chores and you finish thine, then tonight we're gonna party like it's 1699. We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. A churn butter once or twice, living in an Amish paradise. It's hard work and sacrifice, living in an Amish paradise. We sell quilts at discount price, living in an Amish paradise. A local boy kicked me in the butt last week.
That's right, that was Amish Paradise by Weird Al Yankovic. Thanks, Weird Al.
I got chills. I really did. I got chills.
Bringing this out.
I just smiled at him and I turned the other cheek.
Right. So, Mike, man, we love the Wii. I have a Wii.
I have a Wii, too.
You have a Wii Fit?
No.
Or it tells you you're fat?
Yeah, Wii Fit.
You're obese.
Yeah.
Get off the pad. Yeah. You're fat.
It now has steam pouring out the sides.
Yeah, and it's about to crack.
So what's going on with the Wii? What's going on with Nintendo, man? Is there anything cool coming out?
Nintendo, I think, is trying to step their game up.
Yeah, well, it's about freaking
time,
dude.
They are building right now. It's called a Wii U.
Wii U. Could they sound any more Asian with their phrases?
Wii U.
Yee is actually August in Japanese.
They're building a wee wee.
It's not racist.
And
that's an observation.
Ask a Chinese if that's racist.
Chinese.
Go to the buffet.
If there's
and
any,
ask Jackie
oh my
if
God.
That's not racist.
A buffet.
If there's any Chinese that listen to this show,
we are sorry.
Number one.
Sir, you want more Pepsi?
You want You're Chinese buffet.
You don't know either.
You want more Pepsi, sir?
So tell us about the tell us about the Yu-Gi, the Wii U.
It's Yu-Gi.
Wii U.
All right.
Wii U, punk.
Next year.
Okay.
All right. It's roughly 1.8 inches tall.
Okay, so it's not too terribly huge.
It's like a handheld deal?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a PSP.
PSP, but on steroids. And it's about 6.8 inches wide and 10.5 inches long.
Nice. Okay. All right. So this thing is a pretty good size.
That sounds awkward. It's ten inches long.
It sounds like one inch
tall,
like an iPad.
It's like a baton, bow staff.
Is Donatello playing this thing?
Yeah. Well, if it was sitting down flat, you know, it would be a 1.8 inches high.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's like
6.8 smartphone,
like a tablet kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Okay, like a tablet type of situation.
But it's games.
Okay. Now, how do you get games on this thing? Any idea?
It's got a disk drive slot, dude.
Nice. Yeah. You just drop discs in it.
It's got a disk drive in it. And
okay.
So the screens on it, too?
Yeah, yeah.
That's all.
How many screens? Just one screen?
Just one screen. It's like a
port-a-wee.
Yeah.
That's what I called it.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's
port-a-wee.
It's roughly like carrying around an iPad.
Okay.
Know, basically kind of that size.
Two questions come to mind. Number one, how much? Any idea?
They haven't released
Of course not. Why would they?
Yeah.
And then number two... when?
It says the summer of 2012.
All right, so we got a little time.
Here's the third question.
So you heard it first here, ladies and gentlemen, on Streaming Underground. The latest and most breaking news to come to your...
Does it have better graphics than the Wii?
Yeah.
Here, hold on.
Hold on. The Wii brings good graphics, I think.
Terrible.
You think they're terrible?
Spoken by a guy who doesn't have a PS3.
Straight back to 1984.
I have a PS3.
I have a PS3.
Where?
Well, next door.
next door.
I have a PS3.
next door.
I use on occasion.
Video output, supports 1080p.
Nice.
And I... So 1080.
Okay, so that's good.
720p.
Okay.
And 480.
Most people are going to get the 720, though. You can't.
If you're going to buy it, you might as well go big or go home.
Go big or go home.
Okay. What was that?
What?
I didn't hear you, Scott. You had a chime from the news desk up there. Oh, what was that?
I was eating cheese bits. What are you talking
about? Weird. Okay, all right.
Cheese bits.
That's what
she said. So the summer of 2012... Yeah. The Wii U. Do we have a picture of this thing?
Yes, we do.
Show the guys in the studio so we can put it up on the website.
Wii U.
We love you.
We love you. Yeah.
You know what that was?
What was that?
Mario.
Mario the pipe.
Hold on.
Or maybe that was the death.
Second. What was that?
Wee.
What was that? Oh, my God. Shut up.
That's what she said.
What? Oh, hey! Look at this thing!
Yeah,
wow!
That's what
all right,
said.
We're gonna put a picture of this thing. This get out of here, Lee! Yeah. We're gonna put a picture. Why is it always got to be an Asian guy holding this?
Because
thing?
Because he's. That's what can we?
Can
play?
I just say first and second? First
that's
off,
Yoko Nintendo. What are you
this show
about?
Is getting out of control.
It is.
First off, we love Asian folks.
We love
so
them.
Don't even.
They
don't
make
even,
cool game stuff.
Hey, look at this! Asian. Look at this thing!
Look, dude, it's sweet.
That's I mean, they're stepping their game up because you clearly get the ugliest guy on staff.
Right.
Okay, here's what we need you to do.
Right.
Okay, get the ugly guy. Tell him to come out here and take a picture.
Hey, Maurice, get out here and take a
the
photo.
Worse
put
you
down
look,
the broom and come
the
here.
The better this looks. So I'm just thinking, like if I'm jumping, you can't see what I'm doing. I'm looking pretty ridiculous, but like, okay, you listeners, take your phone right now that you're listening to us on,
right.
And just like pretend like you're watching it as you're like doing jumping jacks.
Doing the
and
Macarena.
Stuff. It's clearly a problem. How
it's
can you call,
clearly
how
a
can
problem.
You look at the stage while you're weeing?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I hope this stuff's so big.
Oh wow. This is gonna go down.
Media Rays.
Let me just say, first and foremost, this is the seventh show that we've put out live.
And it might be our last.
It might be our last because it's the most offensive by far. A couple things I want to say tonight as we kind of bring our show to a close.
Do we have a lawyer yet?
No.
Oh, we
probably need one.
We need to get one.
Let me say a couple things as we bring our show to a close. Number one, For our 10th show, which is coming up here in just a few weeks, we're going to be throwing a huge party. So we're going to be giving you details over the next 3 weeks.
There's a fiesta in the making.
There is a fiesta in the making, and we're gonna be downtown Cincinnati, hanging out with the whole Streaming Underground crew, all of our fans, and all of our cast. And so, be thinking about that in the back of your mind as you're listening to this week's show.
A party? Why don't we do it at someone's house?
Well, let's go downtown. Let's get legit.
We might get shut.
It's our 10th show. It's a big number.
But if we're at someone's house, we can't go to jail.
And we can't get shot.
Gosh. Going to jail is the least of my concerns.
I know. I'm just
So be listening to that. So that's a big announcement we want to make tonight, is just be thinking about here in a few weeks we're going to be having a big party, a big blow-up party for our 10th show. And we just want to say thanks
so much to everybody.
For pushing our show on Facebook and
91 likes.
91 likes. Now, if you remember a couple weeks ago, I was kind of complaining. And I was in a grumpy state of mind.
You were grumpy. You complain? No.
Me, never.
Yeah, what's up
never.
With that?
Never. Diva. I was in a grumpy state of mind.
Grumpy.
Aretha.
So grumpy. Patti LaBelle.
Right. About the fact that we only had 71 likes. It was actually less than that. It was like 68, wasn't it?
No, it was 69.
It was 68, became 69, and then we were up
70 by the show. In.
Yeah, and now we're up to 91. So people are loving this
show.
Who
would have thunk it?
Yeah, four or five guys hanging out at the studios of Streaming Underground with a dream come true.
22 people stepped up.
Baked cheese bits.
Yeah. So we know that you love us, and we love you. So thanks so much. We couldn't do this show without you. And this is the only show where you're going to find guys committed to loving their fans as much as we love our fans.
Mm. Thanks for listening.
I challenge you to find another show that loves somebody as much as we do.
We also give out free hugs.
Yeah, and free T-shirts. Go to our Facebook page and make it happen.
I still haven't got my T-shirt.
Yeah, well, one of these days, Lee. One of these days.
When you get my car washed, we'll talk about it.
I use my old T-shirt to wash your car.
There you go.
Yeah, that's right. Put on some Jessica Simpson music in the background and make it happen. Yeah. So let's go around the room tonight. Something new tonight, just quickly as we end the show, and let's give off some final words for show number 7. So Scott, what do you got to say to all our fans out there?
You know, I just want to say, I hit the sack and I've been too long. It's good to be back and.
Black. What?
I don't know. I got possessed by AC/DC.
Okay, let's move right along to Lee.
Yes,
Lee, what would you like to say on our 7th show tonight?
I'm not hitting the sack.
He's staying up all night.
Wow, there you go. You heard it first here, folks. Yeah. Mike, what do you got, bruh?
What are we going to say about this next one? Is that what you're talking about?
No. Yeah. Well, what do you want to say to our fans, man? Way to care.
He says, first I was afraid. I was petrified.
I was petrified.
Yeah. It's raining, man.
It's raining, man.
Weather girls.
Oh, my gosh. I just want to say thanks, guys, gals, kids.
I ain't ever punched a tourist. Children, even Asians.
We love you.
Midgets. We love you guys.
We love you so much.
We love you midgets. We love you Asians.
So Weird Al, we're going to kick it over to you, Brad. Take us out. Skinny people.
Yeah, all y'all.
Asians.
Tall people.
We
short
love you.
People.
Frumpletons.
Yeah. Frumpleton
like
and onions.
Bits.
Thanks for listening so much. We'll see you next week. You've been listening to Streaming Underground.
We're just plain and simple, guys.
Yeah.
Hitching up the buggy, churning lots of butter. Raise the barn on Monday, soon I'll raise another. Think you're really righteous? Think you're pure in heart? Well, I know I'm a million times as humble as thou art.
That's what she
I'm
said.
The pious guy, the little omelets wanna be like on my knees day and night, scoring points for the afterlife.